Hi, it's me, Mark Brooks again. I'm sorry about yesterday. I was tied up with all this other extraneous stuff happening, and I kept getting I don't know what the schedule's gonna be for me, but yeah, it's me again, and I wanna save us as many ulcers as possible about this whole thing, and I think it should be really easy to do. Just, you know, get a fucking adding machine to spare a bunch of numbers, you know? I mean, what the hell? They'll look fascinating. That's the whole point, and the main thing is, like, I think we can use that fucking Cubicomp for a couple of things, but there's no reason to waste any time on it. So, one thing that we gotta have it for is yo-yoing. I just saw this last night. YOYO-ING. Design convincing velocities. Yo-yoing. Design convincing velocities, swings, elliptic deviations, swerve trajectories, Y-turns, irrational, 3D Y-turns, irrational surprise weird direction things, irrational, you know, like a buzzsaw wave. Just say there's a buzzsaw wave that all of a sudden causes an interference pattern. Like, you know, something's going on and we're getting kind of bored with it. And then this buzzsaw pattern, you know, just comes out from in three dimensions, just like zooms out from outer space and it comes past us, you know, and it's like a buzzsaw pattern and it's like a wave in space that just makes... Yeah, and these things, you know, they only happen once in a while, you know? Like something, you know, like something really weird happens, and, you know, it becomes an artifact to study in and of itself in terms of what's going on. And like that, you know, and these, you know, they appear more infrequently, these disturbances in the fabric of space itself. And they, you know, they're very easy to design if they're simple. But, I mean... Yeah, and anyway, you know, needless to say, these wave things don't have anything to do with yo-yoing at all. They can have but they can also have, you know, anything to do with any of the other things going on, any of the logarithms all of a sudden that's disturbed by something, you know. And, well, actually, they can have to do with yo-yoing if we apply yo-yoing, you know, it can have to do with yo-yoing, you know, these, you know, anything, you know, we can, like, apply, you know, mathematical, factoring, architectures, or, not architectures, we can apply trajectories to anything, you know, somehow, I'm sure, and as complicated as we want to get with this, interpolations of different computed trajectories can be possibly achieved just on a list of X, Y, and Z coordinates printed out from your IBM PC. You know, we don't need the Cubicomp for those kinds of things. Obviously, we're going to have to budget a time according to we have to budget our resources, our facilities, our access to facilities, you know, and these things can get infinitely complicated and infinitely fascinating. However, we have other practical considerations which limit our, as I was saying, yes, you know, as I was saying, we have to, anyway, can you save that tape, this tape, because, I need, I'll gladly pay, but, just save the tape, you know, just don't erase over it or anything, I mean, I wanted to transcribe it. And I should have been writing all that stuff down, but, I didn't, and, it was just going too fast, you know. It's really easy to break your train of thought in between dialing the same number over and over again, anyway, I should have, once I get that transcribed, I'll, have, and even in the meantime, I'll have a semi-finished type manuscript, dealing with the issues of this project. Hi. Yeah, you didn't think that I'd be using it. You didn't think that you'd be... You didn't think I'd be... pranking your phone, using up your microcassettes. With inanity. Rendering your whole answering machine system useless. And that you'd have to change your phone number. You'd have to change your phone number. You'd have to change your whole phone number just so that, and tell everybody what your new one was and everything just so that you'd, you know, just so that, you know, your phone was even useful to you. Even useful to you anymore. I mean, this kind of thing is just preposterous. Yes, preposterous. Absurd. Inane. But... It's just... And I've been thinking about it, and I've just... I mean, why would anyone want to even do such a thing? Why would anyone want to waste their time? Unless they were a depraved alcoholic sitting at home, doing nothing, and nothing to do. But... spend his time with other people's answering machines. Yes. I'm turning into a maniac. And no hope. I'm just gonna kill myself. I don't know.